They are real, made from love, just like you. Yeah, just like me. And in their eyes,
a lilting welcome to all our music loving viewers. Our special treat for you today on Vegetarian Elite is a wonderful musician who's had music in his heart since the day he was born, and whose compassion for all life leads him to be vegan. That musician is Alex Arndt, singer, songwriter, and lead vocalist of the Sonic Paradigm. It's so natural to want to live in peace. As you will see in today's show, Alex's spiritual understanding is expressed in the lyrics of his songs that span different genres, reflecting his unique musical style.
I'm so sorry for the pain I've created. All I want is peace for all living beings. I can't change yesterday, so my innocence begins today, 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 today.
Alex, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being on your program.
Alex's heartfelt music tracks are created through his love and consideration for all living beings. He often speaks of his spiritual teacher, Punya, as being a guiding inspiration for his artistry and high-minded philosophy on life.
I've always been on a spiritual path, although I haven't always known it. I was raised a Christian, and now I study many different religions, including Buddhism and Krishna consciousness, and just meditation of a lot of different forms. I feel it's all beneficial for spiritual growth.
Have you seen a difference in the music that you've been writing through your spiritual journey?
Yeah, there's been a lot of ideas that have sparked from my spiritual journey. There's a lot of songs that deal with spiritual growth in different forms.
Tears of pain and disbelief swell from my heart, then roll on down my cheeks. As I watch a loveless scene playing out on my computer screen, I see sweet animals without a voice, murdered and processed without choice. Slaughterhouses so love deprived, where no precious life comes out alive. My innocence begins today. That's the vow I offered up as I kneel down to pray.
My Innocence Begins Today is really talking about my own personal experience.
Right.
I saw this computer screen 5 years ago, you know, which was a PETA video. I compliment investigators from these organizations that actually go in there and take footage. I want to give thanks to those people who did that and got me to realize what was going on. And that song deals with that.
Collaborating with talented, like-minded individuals like songwriter Kay Glynn, Alex and his band Sonic Paradigm will release a self-titled album next month in November. The song My Innocence Begins Today is one of the many tracks written with soul that seeks to awaken one's compassion.
What is your vision of the new paradigm that we may be stepping into?
It's multifaceted, but I think that the general idea is that you really love yourself so that you can give as much love to every person every plant, every animal, to Mother Earth, to the universe, to everything around you. You need to be able to give out just all the love that you can. And to do that, you really have to love yourself, know yourself, and where you're going.
Speaking of love, you're one of the growing number of artists that are vegan.
It's been almost 5 years since I've been vegan. I've started incorporating those messages into my songs. Through my websites, I have videos that show graphic nature of what happens in factory farms. It showed me what's actually happening and why I needed to stop eating meat. So I've been doing that kind of stuff and really teaching it at my shows, distributing flyers. But really, this last album is where the music has actually spoken about these things.
They are real, made from love, just like you. Yeah, just like me. And in their eyes, you will see, they feel pain and suffering.
Living in a spiritual community, we want pure love, respect, and some unity.
Yes,
the human race is so evolved, almost 7 billion strong. But we're struggling, here's the reason why we can't.
There are no slaughterhouses in the spiritual world. Really addresses the spiritual nature of love, of the reverse of slaughterhouses, and that in the spiritual world, there would not be, it's obvious, there would never be a slaughterhouse, and there would never be that in a spiritual world. And so it really touches on that, and touches on it in a way where it addresses 8 principal religions. And this song, I was privileged enough to invite Sipes, of Sipes and the People. He does half the rap and sings with me throughout the song.
Next week's Vegetarian Elite will feature a session with Greg Sipes, a multifaceted artist with a career repertoire spanning from music to movies.
Exploiting animals for meat. We're blooded karma that repeats. How can we make world peace?
Replace cruelty with love. Here's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. A world of synchronistic harmony that flowers in reality.
There are no slaughterhouses in the spiritual world. Yeah. If it's not in heaven, why was you ever wanted on earth? Yeah. There's no pain, there's no tears.
I'm just saying, try to see this in a different light. If I was eating meat 5 years ago, I'm just so happy that I'm not there anymore, that I'm on this compassionate love side now. It feels so good. It's the best thing that you could do in your life. It opens up your heart chakra, and it just makes you embrace life and love and compassion for everything.
We'll return after this short message to hear more of Alex Arndt's music in his quest to uplift and save the world, one lyrically charged song at a time.
Now I see what I didn't know. Inside us all, there's a side we never show.
Yeah, join the conscious revolution. Let your
I was writing songs as early as I can remember.
Welcome back to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television in our chat with singer, songwriter, animal advocate, and environmentalist Alex Arndt.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about some of your lyrics, some of the messages that you hold really dearly. You have a broad range of topics that you approach in your music.
Yes, yes, yeah. Well, right now, my most recent song, Kay Glenn and my song, is called Love Beyond the Room. It's about the universe, and it's about the love within the universe. The chorus goes, love beyond the room, love beyond the world. I'm so fascinated with the universe. It's unfathomable that we're not just contemplating and meditating on the fact that the universe is at least 72 billion light years across. It's just gigantic, and we're like Carl Sagan says, we're a pale blue dot in a vast cosmic arena.
Alex explains how the universe influenced the naming his band Sonic Paradigm.
It's about the sound in the universe. It always was and always will be. All the most recent visuals that the Hubble telescope has brought to us in really recent years of astronomy, that visual takes me into another dimension, like outside of this world. And it really brings together the thought that any kind of unloving thing, any kind of war, any kind of slaughterhouse, just even people being mad at each other for a little thing, it doesn't make any sense, because really, like, all that we should be doing here is trying to advance as a planet, as an international community. Drop all of the religious differences, drop all of the cultural or racial differences or speciesism. We're just one international community that needs to work together for peace. We're just damaging the little bit of love that we have in the universe. We should be so grateful for it. And I'm really grateful for it. This is a pleasure to be here.
Attended the SOS conference last year, the climate change conference in Hollywood. How was that experience?
What an amazing thing, and I commend you guys for everything that you're doing. That conference is, I was so impressed. It was unbelievable. It was really amazing, and the kind of knowledge that was presented there, and the experiences were what really made an impact on me. For me, that conference was especially meaningful. I got out of college, Virginia Tech, with a degree in environmental science with engineering. And my original intent before I got into college was to become an environmental conservationist, someone protecting the environment. I studied in the books how much CO2 is produced from factory farming. And it's not even just CO2. People are this bent out of shape about CO2, but it's methane and it's nitrous oxide. And the single most important thing you can do to stop these gases right now is become vegetarian. I mean, more than any other cause. 18% of all emissions causing global warming, 18%, that's from the UN, is caused by factory farming. So it's really important that we talk about it and address it. We should be doing this for our planet. Our planet, we have nowhere else to go that we can see right now. We can't go to Venus. We can't go to Mars. This has to be addressed right now if we really care about surviving as a species and as a planet.
Now I see what I didn't know. Inside us all, there's a side we never show. Behind cold walls, hidden from view, rages a holocaust for them, for me, and for you. Imagine all the karmic debt. Someday on Earth we'll all regret. Factory farms, what a price to pay. Killing 100 million every single day. Yeah.
It is cool to be vegetarian. It is cool. I mean, really, like with these kids, it's becoming like something, because they're understanding that being conscious and being knowledgeable is cool. It's just the more and more things are pushed, the more mainstream it's becoming. And it's really exciting. And I'm just striving every day to find ways to make it happen at a faster rate.
At the conclusion of our chat, Alex offered his words of respect to Supreme Master Qinghai, whom he had met through video conference at the Climate Change International Conference last year in West Hollywood, California, USA.
Supreme Master Qinghai, I really appreciate you, and I would love the opportunity to meet you and share in your joy and your energy. I appreciate your writings and all your media, and everything that you're doing to make this world a better planet. I see you as a big source of light in this world, and I really thank you from my heart.
Supreme Master Qinghai personally sent her reply as follows. Elevated Alex and Company, I am one of your fans and appreciate also your uplifting talent. Please continue to write and sing in the light of love. Be blessed. Qinghai. We trust you have been uplifted and inspired by the noble aims of talented musician and vegetarian elite Alex Arndt, who through the beauty, passion, and inspiration of his music is helping to usher our planet into a new golden age of global peace where all beings coexist in harmony and tender care for each other. Make sure to come back next week on Vegetarian Elite as we spend some time with musician and actor
Greg Sipes.
And up now is Between Master and Disciples. May the music of heavenly spheres charm your heart and mind into bliss. For up-to-date information on Alex Arndt and the Sonic Paradigm and the November release of self-titled album Sonic Paradigm, please visit www.myspace.com/AlexArndt. www.myspace.com/Sonic Paradigm.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.